superheroes.
That's what you think, rat-faced. Miss Invisible's coming to get ya.
And so is the ball.
Shakespeare's losing his powers. He got to fight some light and get strong again.
There you go.
Is that better?
Come on! Let's get that mean old rat face!
What in tarnation are you doing, Captain Biff?
Gee, Tommy, what's your grandpa watching?
I don't know, Chucky. It looks like some kind of show about superheroes.
Watch out, Captain Biff!
That was a close one. You know, I had a lot of close calls myself back when I was in the ring. Pretzelmaker Pickles, that's what they called me. Retired to champion back about the time Tommy's daddy was born. But I'll tell you, Sprouts, a little secret. When I heard Conan the Crusher McNulty was trying to cheat his way to the senior division title, I decided it was time to bring the Pretzelmaker back. Tonight's the night I put on my old suit and step into the ring. But I gotta keep it quiet. Dee Dee isn't quite as fond of the sport as I am.
Pop, on earth are you watching? Now, you know how I feel about wrestling. It's crude, violent, and completely inappropriate for children.
Whoa! Upside-down gorilla press! I used that move to get Howard to pop the question. Say, Lou, how about watching the pups for us tonight so we can go see a movie?
I can't watch them tonight.
Do you have plans, Pop?
Yeah, well, you see, I'm supposed to, clean out my billfold. That's it. Yeah. But hey, what's the rush? I'd be glad to keep an eye on the little squirts. Phew, I almost spilled the beans. Well, Sprouts, looks like we're all going out tonight.
Does this mean your grandpa used to be a superhero?
I don't know, Chucky. He's a pretty amazing grandpa. He can do all kinds of neat stuff other people can't do.
Grandpa is just his secret identity.
And now he's going to be the Pretzel Man again and save the world from bad guys.
This must be where all the superheroes come to work.
Yeah.
It's like all the bad guys come to work here, too.
I guess Grandpa really is a superhero.
Oh, look, Margaret. There he is. Pretzel Maker Pickles. I see him, Mary.
Yoo-hoo, Lou Dear, over here.
Hello, ladies. Good thing you two were coming tonight. Now, you sure you don't mind keeping an eye on the Sprouts while I go put on my gear?
Oh, those precious little angels. Oh, we'd be delighted, wouldn't we, Margaret?
Oh, no, there goes my bag.
Oh, well, maybe you'd better stay out of the ring tonight, dear.
Oh, and let that cheater run off with the championship. Fat chance.
Do you think he still got enough power left to fight a bad guy like the Cruncher?
You guys, I think we're going to have to help him get more power. Come on.
Light makes him stronger like it does Changeling?
I don't know. Let's try it.
What the?
Hey, guys, it worked!
Yeah, Grandpa's stronger than ever.
Don't waste your time practicing, Pickles. I'm gonna crush ya.
You couldn't crush ice with a mallet, McNulty.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this next match will determine our senior division champion. Let's welcome into the ring Conan the Crusher McNulty.
Yeah. Oh, that's us. Out of my way, Pickles.
Huh. Oh, I can't flap back again.
Oh, no. That must be the Cruncher. And Grandpa still don't got enough power to fight him. We has to help him some more.
Well, when the ball eats, he gets the strength of two men.
Hey, maybe if we give Grandpa something to eat, he'll get stronger too. Come on, guys. Look, there's lots of food down here.
Preheat the oven, Pickles. Your goose is cooked.
Ooh, I'm shaking in my tights, McNulty.
Gassy, gassy.
Oh, no. The fight's starting and Grandpa hasn't eaten anything yet.
Sitting around, Pickles.
All right, McNulty. Let's get it on. For crying out loud, why don't you make up your mind? Come, flop it. Forget the bell. Let's wrestle.
Pretzelmaker's having one heck of a time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He just can't hold on to the crusher.
This one's in the bag.
Oh! Are my eyes deceiving me, fans, or did I just see the Pretzelmaker caught off guard by a reverse rooster strut?
Oh, stop it, sir! Oh, no tickling! That's silly! I got this!
Oh, the tickle around the ring! What will the crusher think of next?
Tommy, we gotta do something! Your grandpa's getting beat real bad!
We got to help him! Quick, let's give him some of his food!
You're nothing but a slippery scoundrel, McNulty!
You don't know the half of it, Pickles.
The food's not working, Tommy.
Then we're gonna have to save them ourselves.
This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Tiny wrestlers have just climbed into the ring, and they're attacking the crusher. There's never been anything like this before in the history of amateur wrestling.
Get this thing off of me!
Margaret, don't those little wrestlers look familiar?
They certainly do, dear. I believe the bald one's named Sneezy.
Jumping jackrabbits! What are you sprouts doing in the ring? Hey, give me back those babies!
Hey, guys, wait for me!
I give up! Stop the match!
It's a forfeit! Pretzelmaker Pickles is calling it quits, and the senior division championship goes to Kyle with the Crusher McNulty!
I won!
Yippee! I won!
Stop, Poop! After all that, the bad guy still won!
What's this? Motor oil?
You're a cheat, McNulty. No wonder I couldn't get a hold of you. You're a greasy, old, good-for-nothing cheat!
Folks, the crusher is disqualified, which means we have a new champion, Pretzelmaker Pickles!
Gee, Tommy, your grandpa sure is amazing. I always know that about him.
Yeah.
Wow, you sure are lucky having a grandpa who's a superhero.
He was always the bestest grandpa in the world anyways.
I sure hope I get to wear tights when I grow up.
Good thing your sprouts can't talk. Sure wouldn't want Dee Dee finding out about our little rendezvous. Yep, it's best if we just keep this, our little secret.
You hear that, guys? We can't ever tell no one about Grandpa's secret identity. It got to be a secret forever.
Forever.
Beauty in a second-hand shop downtown. Although primitive, this hand-carved wooden inhaler was once the sole apparatus available to frontier asthmatics. Starting this inhaler collection has opened up a whole new world for me.
What's the funny thing your dad has on his face?
I think it's kind of like a hat for your nose. My daddy keeps bringing out more and more.
I don't know, Chaz. I just don't get the point of collecting.
Oh, there's a lot of fun things about it. Finding new pieces, making an aesthetically pleasing display, and of course, trading with other collectors.
Other inhaler collectors?
Well, sure. In fact, that's why I need you to watch Chucky today. I'm going downtown for the Inhalers Collectors Convention. Opening day ceremonies include a tribute to nostril hair. It's really one of the miracles of nature.
What you got there, Chucky? A rock? That's a nice one. Want to see how far we can throw it?
No! I like this rock. It looks like the moon, see?
Ooh. Now, can we throw it?
No, Tommy. It's my special rock, and I take it with me everywhere.
How come?
Well, it reminds me of one night back when I was just a little kid. This scary-looking tree was making spooky sounds on my window. So my daddy let me sleep in his room. I was still kind of scared, so I didn't shut my eyes. Then my daddy started making this sound with his nose. But it wasn't scary.
It wasn't?
No. It was funny. All my scares went away and I feel good. Right before I fell asleep, I saw this nice moon looking in the window at my daddy and me.
I get it, Chucky. That little moon-shaped rock makes you think of your daddy.
Uh-huh.
It helps you not to be so scared sometimes.
Yeah.
Here, Chucky.
What's this for?
Well, if one rock makes you feel good, then maybe another rock will make you feel even more good.
You think so?
Sure. And maybe two more rocks will make you feel even better.
Hey, maybe I could get a bunch of rocks and have a collection, just like my daddy. Gee, Tommy, this is the firstest idea you ever had that I'm not scared of. I found it by that bush, and this wasn't my shoe.
But why do you want so many lots of rocks, Chucky?
And what good are they if you're not going to throw them?
Well, see, I got this one rock that makes me feel good, and so then I figured...
Here's some more rocks, Chucky.
Oh, thanks, Tommy.
And this one's really me, because when you squint your eyes, it looks like Grandpa Boar's.
I think it looks like a monkey.
Looks like a magic toenail.
You know, I got so many neat rocks now. I think I want to make a place where I can look at them all, like my daddy got for his collection.
Okay, Chucky, we'll help you.
That's the pretty funnest collection I ever seen.
It is, isn't it? Thanks, guys.
Hey, I think I want to collect something.
Me too. Let's collect that tree.
It's too big, Lillian.
Not for a reptile to carry, FedEx.
Now that you got your collection all collected, you want to play in the sandbox?
I don't know. Do you think my rocks will be okay over here?
They'll be fine, Chucky. Now, come on, let's dig a really big hole.
Well, okay.
You okay, Chucky? What's the matter, Chucky?
I'm just gonna go make sure I put all the rocks in the right place.
Told you it was too big.
Well, maybe we could collect dirt.
Or maybe we could collect the fuzzy stuffs in our belly buttons.
We're gonna collect dirt.
Fuzzy stuffs.
Dirt!
Fuzzy stuffs! A bug collection!
Hey, Chucky. This hole's bigger than we ever dig before.
Okay, I'm coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's not so bad, Chucky.
It's not like they breaked or anything.
They're just rocks.
Just rocks! They're not just any old rocks! They're my collection of rocks, and now they're spilt on the ground!
Didn't they used to be on the ground?
No, they...
It'll be all right, Chucky. We can make them all clean again. See? Oh, nice and clean.
Hey, Chucky, look what we found under Spike!
We know it make you sad when we spilled out your rocks.
So we got you more to make you feel better again.
Thanks, I guess. Don't you like them?
Yeah, it's just that, well, but it's a lot to take care of. I have so many.
Maybe we should just keep the round rocks and get rid of the lumpy ones.
Oh, good idea. I'll just collect round ones. I guess I won't need this little square one no more. I can just throw it away.
Go ahead, Chucky. Throw it.
I can't.
It's a nice little rock. You know, so it's not round, so it's not like the others. I can't send it away for being different.
What are we going to collect now, Philip? We never catched our buggy.
Nah, I got him. Hey, we can collect wet stuffs. Here's a wet leaf.
And here's two wet snails.
Hey, Chucky, can we have one of your wet rocks?
I don't know.
Well, how about we trade you a dry rock?
Well, my daddy said trading's supposed to be fun.
Here's a dry one, Chucky.
That's an awful big rock.
You got all the little rocks in the world already.
It's a great rock, Chucky. It's the kind you stand on when you want to be tall.
And the kind you find mummies under. Spike is wet stuffs now.
That was a good trade, Chucky.
Yeah, it's a nice rock. But I can't see the other ones now.
I got an idea. Come on.
Daddy doesn't need this box.
It's okay. He don't look at these picture books no more.
I think it's time to hook up my Sprinklematic 6000. After all, there's a limit to the amount of manual lawn hydration any man can enjoy. Come on, Dilster. Let's go enjoy the rewards of interacting with the big screen TV.
Turned it on the sprinkler. Let's go play.
stay here, Tommy.
But, Chucky,
I got to take care of my collection. I'd be too sad if something happened to my rocks. That nice square one you found by the fence, and the one that looks like a monkey if you scooch your eyeballs, and the little...
Where is my moon-shaped rock?
It's in the box, isn't it?
But I don't remember putting it in the box. I don't remember seeing it for a long time. Oh, no. Maybe I traded it to Phil and Lil.
Maybe I lost it.
Chucky, what will I do if I don't have my little moon-shaped rock? And I hear a scary noise, and then I'm all alone, or I'm not alone, but I'm still scared.
Chucky?
But I don't have my little moon-shaped rock to make me think of my daddy and make me feel good.
Chucky?
What?
There it is.
That remote has got to be around here somewhere.
Hey, my Blocky and Oxwinkle comic books. I forgot I had these. Hey, Bill, you're going to love these.
What are you doing, Chucky?
Well, I decided that having lots more rocks didn't really make me feel lots more better. So I'm putting them back.
Does this mean you're not going to collect rocks no more?
Nope. I'm going to collect all the rocks in the world. I'm just going to leave them where they are when I find them. Except this one.